We're sponsored by the Keepersall family of wines, available at KE Cellars in Tyler and Lindale, at the Keepersall Winery at Keepersall Estates, at Fresh by Brookshire's in Tyler, and in neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas. We were treated to some political theater this week. Senator Ted Cruz staged a faux filibuster that drew attention of nearly every sort from nearly every quarter. On the subject of that non-filibuster filibuster, one of the tweets that I read said, quote, "How can Texans not be embarrassed?" Well, in case you missed it, our own junior senator engaged in a 21-hour nonstop talkathon on the floor of the Senate. It happened as a result of the fact that absent the passage by Congress of what is called a continuing resolution, a rather bland description considering the amount of money that's involved, the government will run out of spending authority on Monday and the government will be forced to shut down. That it never actually shuts down when it's shut down is a topic we'll discuss later. Senator Cruz believes that any deal in Congress regarding a continuing resolution should include a provision to cut funding for Obamacare. Say Cruz and his supporters, in effect, we'll fund the government provided we don't have to fund Obamacare. And what that really means is the CR is the only leverage we have. Of course, Cruz is now the target of withering criticism from Democrats. No surprise. But he's also taking heat from the so-called establishment of his own Republican Party. Of particular interest to Texans, there now appears to be a serious rift between Cruz and the senior senator from Texas, John Cornyn. Reports have it that Cornyn believes that Cruz's efforts will, in the end, hurt Republicans. Cruz has publicly hinted that he would not support Cornyn against a primary challenger. It could get ugly. To help fill the 21 hours, Senator Cruz resorted to such things as reading from Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham. This, of course, evoked howls of derision from virtually every Democrat and not a few Republicans. All such howling detractors have apparently forgotten, however, that stunts like the reading out loud of dry cleaning receipts and pages from the phone book constitute a time-honored tradition with respect to Senate filibusters. Such stunts have been employed throughout our history by celebrated senators from both parties. It can reasonably be argued that Cruz's grandstanding looked foolish and wasted a lot of political capital on an effort that had exactly zero chance of success. That's what the tweeter mentioned above would have us Texans being embarrassed about. But there's another argument to be made. That he had no chance of a substantive result is something that Cruz had to know going in. That fact is beside the point. What Cruz has succeeded in doing is to force the Democrats that conjured Obamacare in the dark of the night to bear public responsibility for the disaster they have created. He has forced many Republicans to explain why their efforts to defang the law are so tepid. Cruz has helped remind us that Democrats, and Democrats alone, passed a monstrous bill without reading it. He has reminded us that there's not a single Republican fingerprint on this terrible law. Not one. On a measure of such scope, it's unprecedented. As people all over the country come to grips with huge premium increases, Cruz reminds us that we were promised that the average family would see a $2,500 reduction in health insurance costs. Cruz's theatrics come at a time when public support for Obamacare is plummeting, and even some Democrats are figuring out how truly awful, fiscally unsustainable, and damaging to the economy this terrible law really is. By engaging what I'm sure he himself would admit is a stunt, Cruz has effectively asked the question, as it pertains to Obamacare, how can Democrats not be embarrassed? That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser, Gleiser. Fall is upon us at long last. One of the things that I love about the fall is sitting outside. In the fall, you get the nice temperatures, but without the blustering winds of spring. One of the things I like to do when I'm outside in the fall is to sit in a comfortable chair, bask in the cool air, and enjoy a glass of wine. That's something you can do this very weekend at the Keepersall Winery at Keepersall Estates. The Keepersall Winery sits atop a hill overlooking a postcard view of the Keepersall Vineyards. The tasting room lets you try anything in the Keepersall collection, and yes, of course, the nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. You grab a bottle or a glass of your favorite, repair to the deck, sit down, relax, and enjoy an exercise in gracious living. The Keepersall Winery is open 11 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and if you've ever dined at the Keepersall Keepersall Estates restaurant, you know how to get there. Take Broadway south to FM 344, go left under the bridge and continue till you see the Keepersall gate on your left, then follow the signs. The Keepersall Winery, learn more at KIEPERSOL, keepersall.com.